News. I'm Tim Berg. The head of mercenary troops that marched on Moscow this weekend says the march was a protest. Wagner group boss Yevgeny Prigozhin released new audio Monday, 2 days after halting the march. He said he turned around the troops because he wanted to avoid Russian bloodshed. Speaking at the White House Monday afternoon, President Biden says the United States was prepared for any scenario.
The situation began to develop as it did. I directed my national security team to monitor closely and report to me hour by hour. I instructed them to prepare for a range of scenarios.
All eyes on the Supreme Court as they're set to hand down decisions on student debt relief, affirmative action, and federal election laws this week. The court is entering its last week of the summer session with 10 cases pending. The court is also forming its docket for the next term. Florida Republican Governor and 2024 Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis is in Eagle Pass, Texas on Monday. The governor bringing attention to the issue of illegal immigration by saying that it's not just a border state issue, but everyone across the country deals with illegal immigration.
I can tell you it impacts Florida because we, like every single state in this country, have seen an increase in fentanyl overdose deaths over these last 3 or 4 years, but particularly over the last 2 years. And that means that these are mothers that are losing kids.
Southwest Airlines has reached a tentative deal with the union representing mechanics and aircraft inspectors. The agreement announced Friday must be approved by some 2,800 workers. The airline is still negotiating deals with pilots and flight attendants. Monday night's Powerball jackpot is set for an estimated $440 million. This is USA News.
He's been called the loudest MAGA mouth in the USA.
Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
The Root is on fire. I'm the hardest working man in showbiz, certainly conservative showbiz. You'll never find more content jammed down your throat in your face of liberals.
Wayne Allen Root, number 41 and climbing on the Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 Most Important Radio Talk Show Hosts in America. Wayne is a fierce, enthusiastic, and relentless defender of Reagan conservatism, libertarianism, economic freedom and capitalism, and is also a great fit for your station. Declare war on boring radio by adding Wayne Allen Root to your daily programming.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, is delivered to you via Westwood One Channel USA One, USA David Box All-in-One Solution, and USA AutoCast.
To learn more, contact affiliate at usaaudio.com. That's affiliate at usaaudio.com.
The number of people traveling over the long 4th of July weekend will break records. Correspondent Rory O'Neill has the story.
An estimated 50.7 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more for the Independence Day weekend, a number even higher than before the COVID pandemic. AAA says more people will be traveling by car now that gas is about $1.20 lower than it was a year ago. Air travel should be up 11% to 4.1 million. The fact that the holiday falls on a Tuesday, giving many a four-day weekend, is helping to spur the demand in travel.
Former President Donald Trump ended his weekend of campaigning in the Detroit area Sunday night. Speaking at the Oakland County GOP's annual Lincoln Day dinner, the former president said President Biden's trade policies are killing the nation.
We have record high trade deficits, also known in my opinion as losses. We lose a fortune to China, to Japan, to all these countries.
It's the former president's first visit to Michigan during the 2024 presidential campaign. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman says teams will no longer wear specialty sweaters to promote causes such as the rainbow shirts the players have worn for LGBTQ Pride Nights. It's become a distraction, according to Bettman. Many players refuse to don the LGBTQ sweaters during the season. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.